This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hold on to your ass, Fred.
Fred?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Fred's not here, but Grace is here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Having a great day. We also have comedian Jeff Oskey. Josh Arnold, that's Chick McGee across the way, disgruntled Chick.
How do I not mention this on the air?
What?
You and your problem that you were inconvenienced in a half hour, you'll never get back. Because a Starbucks was destroyed by a tornado, and you went to find it, and it was gone, and you're pissed.
Well, see, you're telling the story backwards.
No, I think that pretty much is how it went.
I'm on the freeway, and there's a sign saying Starbucks, so I get off, and I made the mistake of asking Siri, who sent me on the great circle route tour of the city, and I finally get there, and it's under construction, and I realize, oh, that's the one that got hit by the tornado.
You know, you have a GPS on your car, too. You could have.
I was using that to get to my other destination. I didn't want to interrupt it. I just learned how to use that one.
Didn't want to interrupt it.
And then, of course, the lady on the GPS keeps going, do a U-turn, next intersection.
Oh,
do
you're
a U-turn,
to
next intersection. Do a U-turn, next intersection.
You have to understand my frustration with you.
No, but they should go. They should cover up the sign saying Starbucks.
No, they
should. When the Starbucks isn't there anymore.
Go somewhere else for a cup of coffee. Make your own coffee.
I wanted iced tea, and I'm very particular about my iced tea. Once again, iced tea flavored. Anyone that sells it should be executed. And all stores that have it should be shuttered. Now, let's move on.
Well, even the flavored in the grocery stores have flavored iced tea. It should just be straight ahead iced tea.
It's like in Prohibition. They should throw the bottles in the street and hit them with hammers.
Axes
is what you want.
It is super annoying when you get off the highway and the thing you're looking for is one time I saw it was a Starbucks and I could not find it, and then I found out it was in the mall.
Yeah, or in the
come on.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, see, and there should be a limit. It should be okay if it's more than 2 miles away.
Right,
they can't put the sign up.
Sometimes they'll post that, and sometimes they won't.
See, but now sometimes
there's a Dairy Queen 600 miles to the west.
Right.
If you get off at the end of the exit and it's, you saw the McDonald's sign, and then it's 3 miles to the right.
Right.
That is, but you know what I don't do? I don't talk about it 4 days later. Is what I get over it,
saying.
And move on.
I see. I was super annoyed. There's a lot half hour of my life I don't get back.
So what you're saying is you being annoyed is more important than anyone else being annoyed.
No, I'm saying that it would be nice if somebody went and put a sheet over that sign, so the thousands of people don't think they're going to go there. I'm just thinking the Chamber of Commerce is going, well, once we get them off, someone will buy something in this town.
Sure.
That's the logic.
I'm sure that's the intention.
Well, that's immoral and unethical.
Well, and that Starbucks will probably be done in 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, sorry. I'm sorry about the tornado and everything else.
Last time I was driving out west.
10 months ago, by the way.
I saw a sign for the Corn Palace. And they're like, oh, next exit, go see the world-famous Corn Palace.
There's
and
a so, Corn Palace?
Yeah, and so I get off of the highway, and 3.5 hours later, I found the lovely Corn Palace. It was not worth a 3-hour drive either way, not even a 5-minute drive.
What were you thinking that you'd want to see the Corn Palace?
You don't seem like a Corn Palace guy to me.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, there are Corn Palace people out there, and I don't
think
they're
one of them. Is it a palace made of corn?
Every square inch of it is covered in corn.
Sounds like a gentleman's club in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
The Corn Palace.
Yeah, or the Cornhole Palace sounds like a bus station in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Or the Shucking Palace.
I'm just saying. That's just an annoyance. Sorry.
Yeah, it's an annoyance.
That wasn't genuine at
all. There should be some kind of rule. If you're on the freeway and there's a sign saying gas next left, if it's not like right there.
Right, within a mile of the exit.
Yeah, there should be some kind of 8 miles left.
Right.
And don't you know enough?
Siri
to
didn't know.
Not get off at an exit if you can't see what you want to go to.
Yeah, that's
on the
that's
exit.
My new rule.
That's a cardinal
if I can't
rule
see it.
Of being on the road. If you can't see it when you're getting off, don't try.
Hey, man, I needed the tea, man.
How about a nice thermos? Why don't you have your butler fix you a nice thermos?
It's a Trenta Black Iced Tea Unsweetened.
What's your butler's name?
I don't have
a
butler.
Is it Jeeves? What does the Seinfeld says? If you name your kid Jeeves, their lot in life is pretty
You're pretty much ensuring that they're going to be a butler.
Yeah, like the lady we had last week, her name was Dr. Gunter, G-U-N-T-E-R, and she's a gynecologist. I guess your destiny.
Sure.
Well, Miss Vagina, I think you're going to be. Oh, I'm sorry.
There are three things you
can
be.
Vagina.
You have three options.
Just because her name has a U and an N and a T
in that order,
you think she's going to be a gynecologist.
No, she is.
She is a gynecologist.
We had the news story. The doctor's name was Dr. Gunter. She's a famous Canadian gynecologist, and she was telling the ladies not to. What was the stupid thing we
you
had?
You know what I keep thinking?
Oh, the glitter bomb.
The glitter bomb for the
JJ.
You know what
JJ.
I keep thinking in my brain? That you can't be this insane. And apparently you are.
Well, thank you.
Every single day.
Okay. Now,
you reach new heights.
Okay. Well,
but who's the most insane? The person who acts insane or the person who thinks that they're going to change?
Who tries to do better
this
every day?
Right.
Okay,
now, that's
being,
a form of insanity.
That's
as well.
The definition, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, Grace, I've got something. I've got something for Grace.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? I'm going to give these three things. Tell me what they are. Ready?
Okay.
Bidet.
Yes.
Boring.
Okay.
Rotten egg.
I hope you don't combine those.
It's something that you have the potential to see next week.
Okay.
Oh, it must be in Paris, right?
Oh, I have this story. Okay.
They're 20.
The Inspector Clouseau
three monument? Three of 20 so-called hidden vacation hotspots in Europe.
That are a lot nicer than they sound.
What?
Those are cities in Europe, yeah.
Oh, so there's a city called Boring that's actually quite nice?
Yeah. There's a city called Bidet and a city called Rotten Egg. Do you have that story?
I do. Thinking about a vacation, it's doubtful that the cities called Boring, Nasty, or Rotten Egg will be on your list of possible destinations. The bizarrely named locations are highlighted in a study of European villages.
Huh.
Other notable places include Piles in Spain, Wind Passing in Austria.
Wind Passing.
With hyphenated. And Bidet in France.
Hmm.
So maybe I'll have to swing by Bidet, see what's going on.
Well, if you're Wind Passing.
Yeah.
On the way to Bidet.
Bidet. Bidet. Doris Bidet.
In Flushing Meadows.
But Jesus, that's what I miss.
Huh.
Piles? Where was Piles again?
It is in Spain.
Okay.
What are piles hemorrhoids? What are piles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
hemorrhoids.
Like it's a turn of the century, not 2000, but 1900.
That's what they used to call them?
Piles. You got the piles? That's exactly right.
You have to wonder.
You don't have piles, do you?
Presumably, the city of Bidet has to have some kind of a fountain.
You would assume.
That would be the.
I wouldn't drink out of it, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cases of public nudity there, too.
Three coins in the fountain.
Tom, have you ever used a bidet?
No. I've seen them, but. I
would love to
I was
see
baffled
operate,
the first time I saw
to
one.
Operating a bidet.
We've all accidentally bidet'd ourselves. You know what
sure.
I mean? You,
oh, sure. What?
Yeah, that weird
splash down.
The flush goes wrong.
You mean if you're on a road game and you don't know how to do the courtesy flush? And
I'm confused.
Yeah, it goes right up. Yep. Yeah.
I'm confused. What do you mean by we've all done it? What?
Like there's some kind of malfunction in the toilet, and it gives you this car wash bath on the buttocks area.
Oh.
I was at an airport, and the automatic flusher was so sensitive. Every time I would go to wipe, it would go off and ruin the toilet paper. It took me forever.
Well, you were there for better part of an afternoon.
Oh.
You need to step away.
Yeah.
And I sit when I do.
No. You gotta get up and step.
Well, here's why I couldn't stand. I am not exaggerating. The crack in the door.
Thank God it was in the door
of the stall was about an inch and a half. I could see everybody washing their hands, and they could see me. I made eye contact
it's the old stage rule. If you could see the audience,
exactly,
they could see you.
So that's I was like, I can't stand to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
oh my gosh.
So, anyway, so I'm sorry. Bidet. What was it again?
Pull
My Finger, Germany. What was it?
Doris Bidet.
Rotten Egg.
Rotten Egg. I don't know where that is. Piles in Spain. Wind Passing in Austria.
Okay. And you're going to Europe Thursday.
I am.
So maybe you'll see one of these places. That's nice.
You know why they named it Rotten Egg, that village?
Why is that?
It's the last one there.
Oh my
last
God.
One out, the rotten egg.
So nice.
When you're on your way through, yes, it's the last one there.
This is the first time your 10-year-old son Elijah has really laughed out loud. watching this show.
That's the first joke that was directed for him.
I got a sign for Elijah. Elijah, all right.
Oh my God.
Dad's not home.
Yeah. Says, turn off the porn.
Okay.
Oh my God.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. Happy to be here. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy on vacation. She's on the ocean right now. So we're waiting to hear about shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina. That will coincide with her broken leg from her last trip. Grace about to go to Europe. You're going to Europe starting this weekend, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going with?
A couple friends of mine, Brittany and Riley.
Okay. Are those both ladies?
No, one's a man. There are a couple.
Oh, so you're the third wheel.
I am. But
are you going to be sharing a room with them? That's going to be awkward.
It's an odd situation. And apparently we have a guide that's meeting with
have
us.
Have you seen...
He's a young, handsome, single Frenchman.
Have you seen Taken?
I have. Chick.
The first one?
Thank you.
Be careful. Don't talk to anybody when you get off the plane.
Thank you.
Don't get tooked.
Don't get tooken.
Don't get tooken.
That's very helpful.
I have a particular set of skills.
So you're hoping to hook up
That's pretty good.
That was good.
You're hoping to hook up with a guide?
We'll see. I'm into foreigners. Why not?
Okay, well, did you read
we'll
that thing
about... We'll see if foreigners are into you.
Yeah. I am so into you.
They are going to take section. You.
Yeah, just don't bring back any super gonorrhea.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Remember you had the article about super gonorrhea. And wasn't it Japan, France, and Ecuador
Spain.
Or something?
Spain.
Okay, I was close.
Try to remember everything you can as they're dragging you off one piece of bed.
I haven't seen that movie. Is that so that what the...
Taken?
She gets off the plane and...
She's taken.
Well, quickly
no,
taken.
No, it's just... It's the best one of all the Taken movies. And don't get me wrong. I watched every second of it. But the way that she's taken, no one's that stupid.
No.
This guy comes out of nowhere. Oh, would you like me to take your picture?
Well, now, what country are they in? Guatemala?
I don't remember.
What was that accent?
I was doing a French accent.
That was French, really?
Was
it?
Would you like me to take your picture?
Oh,
sounds like you're choking on peanut butter.
or on a Frenchman.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did anybody hear something? Oh, remember when Josh worked on the show? Remember that, Tom?
Yeah, that was fun.
He
was a funny guy. Yeah. I'm sorry. So the point is... So you're going to be going to France?
Yes.
You're staying strictly in France? You're going to go anywhere else?
We're going to be in and around Paris.
I might go to Paris. Texas.
Oh.
You're going to Texas.
Yes, I am going.
You'll be in Texas. All right.
Yeah. All right. But we've got the whole trip planned out. Moulin Rouge.
Partying with
catacombs.
Snyder.
I'm very excited.
That's. I mean, to see all the dead bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Skeletons and bones. That's
super
creepy.
I have a skull thing. I can't help it.
Killed by cats. That's how they got.
And
the
it's
name.
all—it's all combined. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Catacombs,
mm-hmm, of course.
It's where they brush the cats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Of course.
The evil.
None of this is
evil. Evil, awful cats.
We have to move on. We had an interesting story about a month ago about a guy. Do you have this thing about the alarm clock?
I do.
Does this explain how it got there? It's
the
kind of weird. Yeah.
Yes, it does. A heating contractor has removed a beeping alarm clock that has been stuck inside a Pennsylvania family's wall vent for nearly 14 years.
Ugh.
Last month.
That would just drive you crazy.
I don't know how you could put it up for 14 years, let alone how it lasted
for
14 years.
There's somebody in China staying up all night making those little wall patches that you can just stick on your wall and throw some drywall up.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Over it and it's, you never know. It's not that big a deal.
But as I recall the story, the guy was – he dropped an alarm clock down a vent –
with a rope tied around
with a rope so he'd know where to drill for his cable TV. When,
right.
And he set the alarm to go off like at 6:30 at night because it was 20 after or something. and then the rope breaks or whatever. So this alarm clock has been going off for 14 years at 6:20 at night except during daylight savings time. Is this the story?
Close, yes. Jerry Lynn of Ross, Pennsylvania told KDKA.
We're on your side with Jerry Lynn.
He tried the battery-operated clock. He tied the battery-operated He tied the battery-operated clock to a string in September of 2004 and lowered it inside the wall so that the beeping alarm would pinpoint the spot he needed to drill for a TV cable. But the clock fell off the string and has been beeping at 6:50 or 7:50 p.m. each day, depending on daylight savings time. After seeing the story, Keith Andereen and Don Misalucci of Low Cost Heating and Air Conditioning went to the home and removed the clock through a garage vent. A corroded battery was still powering the travel clock.
Wow.
No, I assume that the battery company that
they've
got to
be
doing
a great
commercial.
They've got to do it.
Hi, here at Rayovac, we've been driving this guy crazy for 14 years. That's a long time. That's a good battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get those ones for smoke alarms that are guaranteed to last 10.
Yeah. It's like one of those Match Made in Heaven sponsorships, like the MMA fighter who had an incident in the ring.
Right.
Being sponsored by
Dude
Wipes.
Dude Wipes.
She pooped.
Wow.
She pooped in the ring. She's pooping in the ring.
But it could
she
have been,
wins. Leave me alone. She wins.
Could have been that tough to locate the thing. I mean, I think you could find any decent.
Oh, you'd hear it.
Any decent handyman could find it.
Yeah.
When does it turn off? That's my question. How long does it go for?
Did it go for an hour? Or,
yeah.
Man.
I don't know. Did you have to hit the snooze alarm with a broom? Walk over, beat the wall.
That's what the knock on the wall is.
And weren't they trying to sell the house? Wasn't that the problem?
It might be. I don't have the original
story. You have to write that up in the...
Like when somebody dies there, you have to let them know.
Depends what state you're in, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. What else have you got, Grace?
A 19-year-old in California has won the lottery twice in 1 week.
Whoa.
Lucky gal. Rosa Dominguez was driving home from Arizona when she bought a few scratchers from a Paso Robles gas station. And after scratching a ticket, she discovered she had won. You ready for this? $555,555.
Oh, okay. It was probably like
It was probably one of the shticks.
Paso Robles means going by Robles.
with a bathrobe on.
Obviously. A few days later, Dominguez stopped at a local gas station and decided to try her luck with a Lucky Fortune scratcher. The single $5 ticket earned her the top prize of $100,000.
Wow. So the first one was $550.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So after collecting her prizes totaling $655,555 from the California Lottery's East Bay District Office in Hayward, Dominguez said that she intends to go shopping and buy herself a new car with the money.
Oh, good for her.
After she pays off all of the taxes.
She'll get to keep about half of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, half is more.
Usually when you hear about a 19-year-old getting lucky twice, it means she wasn't pregnant.
She now has
and or
she got into
test.
College.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pregnancy and drug
tests. I guarantee you, she after taxes, what, she's going to get like $300,000. She'll go out and buy a $260,000 house and not pay cash for it. Like, she'll just put on a down payment.
Yeah.
Give it 2 years. She'll miss a payment. Be broke
as shit. To win twice. I didn't know you could win that much on a scratcher.
In a week, no less.
Wow. I think you can win a million on scratchers.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Wow.
The more money you spend, the more you have to win.
What's the most you've ever won?
Probably like $20.
$3.
Yeah.
Oh, I think my 50 for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I never have luck with those.
But on slot machines, different.
Yeah,
I crush
it's not
a slot machine.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I crush.
You
slot
crush
machine.
The slots?
Okay. I sure do.
Okay, good for you.
I am a slot crusher.
Speaking of crushing, chicks, do you have the update on these? There are four.
This
Americans.
Doesn't make any sense. Paso Robles means step oaks.
Yeah, you're right.
What the hell is that?
Huh?
She just said
the
she
name
was
of a convenience store. I know. I'm trying to get away from that.
Chick's still uncomfortable. It's okay.
That you're. What'd you say? What was the
She's
phrase?
Crushing
that I was raised by the show. Oh, that I'm a slot crusher.
A slot crusher.
Yeah.
Now, if a guy said that, it would be really offensive.
Exactly. That's why I get away with it.
I'm a slot crusher.
I'm a slot crusher. Crushing slots all day.
the occasions, I think.
Great song. I'm a girl watcher. Oh, that's a great song.
A little creepy now.
That's like
yeah.
in
yeah, true.
In The Big Sick, Kumail wears the Swinging Medallions t-shirt for part of the movie. And didn't they do... Double Shot of My Baby's Love or something like that.
Oh, yeah, and then there was the Swingin' Blue Jeans. Remember that that great band?
Well, I was talking about the Swingin' Medallions.
But they're both swinging. Oh, okay. Then there was the Swingin' Dicks.
Swingin' Slots. Did you see the Swingin' Slots?
That was the name of one of our DJs.
No.
Yes.
Swingin' Dick.
Swingin' Dick worked here.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, he didn't work here. It was Dangerous Dick. Swingin' Dick worked in Florida.
Oh, it was different.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
It was a different
we had Dangerous Dick, which was equally
and
offensive.
Then King Dick does mornings here. with his
sidekick, Needle Dick.
What was your question, Your Highness?
Oh, gosh.
We had the more Americans were gored in Pamplona this last weekend.
Yeah.
Two. One in the perineum.
It's very entertaining, the guy who wrote the book on not being attacked.
Yeah, that was the 2 years ago. The guy that wrote a book on how to run with the bulls in Pamplona got it. But this guy got it right in the taint. I mean, they use, what's the word? What's the official
perineum.
Word? Perineum.
Perineum. I just said that.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by.
Ever heard of this?
No.
My. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher.
Let's get out of here, Heather. Who is that weirdo? I sometimes get boners. I sometimes get boners.
Double shot.
Everybody sing. I'm a slot crusher. Rock and slots go by.
Isn't it sad this used to pass for rock and roll music?
Nice horn section.
I'm a slot crusher. Yeah, big horns in rock.
It's a slot crusher.
I will crush your slot.
Now, Grace, you called yourself a slot crusher.
I am.
So when you're at the
crusher.
Casino, you crush the slots.
I sure do. I am a slot crusher. Hey, guys, today is National Pick Blueberries Day.
Love the blueberries.
Oh, I just had a bowl of them.
Yeah.
I didn't pick them, but I ate them.
Great.
Thanks for that's a great. That's like one of Chick's stories. Has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and none of them come quick enough.
Well, you know what? I'd like to submit that I was
sounds like
one
form of life.
Double dynamite. Now this is rock and roll, baby.
This has got the kind of organ you always mock me for liking.
I love this sort of organ.
Sounds like 96 Tears.
Yeah.
See, they're all drunk singing.
It's got that kind of Louie Louie. Yeah, it sounds like six guys. No one knows what the lyrics are.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Oh, it's not you?
Here it comes.
That's there what we waited for.
Yeah, double shot of my baby's love.
Great.
Hey, look, you're a double slot crusher.
Double slot crusher.
Double slot crusher.
Watch the slots go. Yeah.
Yeah, this is.
I got trouble for a 2-second blueberry comment.
Yep.
No, it was a good story. You had just had a bowl of blueberries.
That's right.
And how were they?
I enjoyed them.
Good. Thanks for sharing.
Well, they weren't just blueberries.
Please.
I don't know why he's burying the lead.
Play another minute and a half of some song from 1951.
There were. Tom, there were pecans on top of the blueberries. Why would you bury the lead like that?
Watching slots go by.
Now follow this up with some 20-minute anecdote about the Bo Brummels or whatever you want to.
Oh, walk away, Renee.
Oh,
sure, yeah.
Great song.
I have no idea what the lyrics are, but yeah, it's a great song.
That is a great song.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I heard it recently. Doesn't hold up. Actually, it makes you want to jump off a building or shoot whoever Renee is. No, it doesn't hold up. I'm sorry.
I need a swinging medallions T-shirt. Who's got one?
I'm sure you can find one on the internet. Why don't you spend a few minutes in another room trying to get that?
Maybe I'll go in there and have some blueberries. You don't know.
Josh didn't pick them. That's the key part of that story.
Right.
That's the game changer.
Because
mid-story.
It was National Blueberry Picking Day.
By the way, could we people stop using the phrase game changer? One of the newscasts is doing that now in their promo. This is a game changer. No, it's not. It's the same old crap. Cut it out.
I'm rewatching Kitchen Nightmares right now, and they're saying Gordon Ramsay may not be able to fix this restaurant. It's like, well, of course he does, because there's 6 seasons. This is nothing new.
Rewatching them, huh?
Yeah.
There are many shows out there, Grace.
I love me some
Gordon
Ramsay.
Have you ever seen Life Below Zero?
I have not.
Christ, this again.
Go up to Alaska.
It's all Chick's been talking about for 4 days.
So hooked. They kill bears and wolves.
What channel?
I'm watching it. I'm
wolves.
Binging it on Netflix.
What's it called again? Life Below Zero.
Life Below Zero.
And this is where?
I'm watching on Netflix. They've got like 6 seasons. And I think the 8th season is on right now, I guess. But I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah, please don't.
There's 3 different families. And they all live below, the temperature's below zero.
Then what happens?
It's riveting. And my Gordon Ramsay show is not.
Well, I'm telling you, blueberries would be a delicacy on Life Below Zero.
Not sure would.
You'd walk in with blueberries, they'd go,
you know what this is?
I don't want to know.
Was it the old lady from the Dodgers game?
Seriously, does anyone know what that is?
No
idea.
Freaks
me out.
Listen one more time. This was in the news over the weekend in a big way. See if anybody
recognizes. Oh, it was the was it the Virgin Atlantic
no
couple?
No, this was a
that was awful.
Yeah,
it was. Really,
but I'm half chubbed.
I'm just so uncomfortable.
I'm half chubbed, is what Jeff.
No, seriously, this was. I don't have the story in front of me. This was the. Did you see the thing?
When
about
are we
Prince
when
Charles?
Are we stop
and,
just allowing anyone on the air. Can't we do something about this?
I'm trying.
I'm half chubbed, is what.
So
go ahead.
What? Yeah, I need to know what that sound was.
Okay. Did you see the video of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles? Charles, whatever her name is, Ludington, Cacciatore. I forget.
Canines in there somewhere.
They got a long something. They scrubbed the German part of during ski. World War One.
Sure.
But the royal family, and they're stifling a laugh, and they're both.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what that sounds what? Like?
Yeah, they're at this whatever it is Inuit ceremony of some sort.
Inuit, it's a Alaskans,
a native, right? Yes, native peoples of a certain region.
And it's like below zero, Josh.
Oh, that's what they're called?
I think so.
I knew it.
Yeah, that joke wrote itself, and it needs a new writer.
Really?
So they're stifling a laugh. Was that the stifled laugh over and over and over again?
No.
Oh.
They're watching this ceremony, and these two people are right up against each other's faces, and they're making this sound.
It sounds like an orgy at Charlie Callis's house.
Thank you. Well played. Yeah. Do you know who Charlie Callis is?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, no one knows
who Charlie except Mr. and Mrs. Callis.
Well, he's Charlie's no longer.
Jerry Lewis, I think.
Yeah, that's Prince Charles. Laughing.
Well, that's not them laughing. That's the noise that the Inuits were making.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
Some sort of ceremony?
Yeah, they were at some ceremony. Here it is. I just found the story. The headline is coming around on the computer. The royal hee-hee. Prince Charles and Camilla burst into fits of giggles during traditional performance of Inuit throat singing in Canada's Arctic capital.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah,
now it's, here's the picture. Singing. Look at this, Josh. It's two women, and they're almost face-to-face. They might be 6 inches apart, and one is holding a microphone. And they're doing this traditional singing.
Weird.
And you can see you can see them trying not to laugh.
Yeah, you can. It's
but weird. You don't hear them.
No, they're on a PA system.
No, you don't hear Camilla in that.
No, you don't.
Charles
no.
trying not to
no,
laugh.
No, but this is the sound of the Inuit.
You said.
You can see why this really hasn't. This type of music hasn't had a lot of
big
hits.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just saying. Perhaps maybe Western music.
They thought they might be the next Hookah Shaka people, but.
Okay, when we come back, we'll merge Hookah Shaka.
Yeah.
With that
We've got a bear attack.
Yeah, we got Thank that. You. And we got a bear attack in the news.
You and some more oddly named towns.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. This just in. There's a Starbucks right next to the one I couldn't find.
Evidently, there is a Starbucks.
Okay. First
alive
off.
Alive and well and open for business right next to the one.
The best one
that
is
built.
First of all, we're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm telling you, see, Siri led me to a construction site.
No, I know. I understand. It wasn't your fault.
I blame Siri.
Of course, yes.
I'm in unfamiliar territory.
You're. It's never your fault. Nothing is your fault. Ever.
Thank you, Siri. Last time I listened to her. Can you change your voice?
Could be him.
You can change accents, I think.
You can? Yeah.
I think so.
You can do Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
And gender.
Why pick that one?
That'd
really?
Be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can get a signet guy being your Siri?
Yeah, I have a male Siri.
Can I hear him?
I think. Mm. Well, I think I do. It may be a woman, actually.
Okay, that's the voice of Grace sitting in for Christy Lee, who's on vacation. Comedian Jeff Oskey joins us in the studio along with Josh and Chick. This is Tom speaking. Glad to have you here.
Grace. Language. They have all the different languages.
Here we go.
Siri voice. American, Australian, or British? Oh, I like British.
I like Australian. Let's do this.
Guy?
Virtual assistant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not.
Hello, Siri.
Here, hold on.
Go.
Oh, it's downloading.
Okay. Sorry. You got to put a new one. While you do that, this is the audio that we just heard a few minutes ago.
Oh, no.
In case you missed this.
Oh, God.
This is once again at a ceremony in Canada. It's a traditional practice. It's called, is it pronounced Inuit or Inuit?
Inuit.
Inuit.
This is called Inuit throat singing.
You knew it.
Performed by two women who battle it out to see who can last the longest.
This is two ladies?
Yeah.
This is two ladies.
It is.
And they're doing it in front of Camilla and Prince Charles.
Well, I got to tell you, that one lady is more interested in the other lady than that lady is interested in.
Okay. Well, in any event, this is the sound. This is really interesting. Here's the chant.
I can't stop this feeling
now,
deep inside.
Now, so, and what happens is the Prince Charles, not Prince Philip, Prince Charles and Camilla are howling,
yeah,
with laughter. You have a good idea here, Josh. I'm gonna try that to take your point here, which is to take these two sounds.
I can't stop this feeling.
It's a perfect fit. I mean, you can't argue with that.
I think Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, would be better. That's
oh, that part. Oh, that's going to take some time.
Yeah, the beginning. Go ahead.
We'll do that. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay. We'll also do our Charlie Callis tribute because it does sound like, as you said, a problem over at Charlie Callis. An obscure reference, of course.
Of course.
Let's see now. We found a lot of things today on the show. We learned, for example, we learned that. Thank you. That Jeff Oskey down to a pack and a half a day.
Yeah, he's only smoking 30 cigarettes, and you're up. You're up 16 hours a day. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how
many did you use?
That's around 2 an hour.
I used to smoke a couple packs a day.
Okay, so you're down
half a pack.
I'm down half a pack.
Okay, yeah. Home Run Derby coming up
tonight.
We have a new traffic guy, Harry Nipples. wait a minute, maybe he does something else. There's a big story about a woman flashing at a Dodger game, and she's somewhat elderly. I guess it was in the seventh inning. And
she's cute.
Yeah, she's dancing very well. Then she flashes the camera, and oh, hell breaks loose. It's not as awful as you think it would be. We heard about designer nipples in the news again, and Jeff wants his nipples moved up. You want them a little higher.
That or I need to get some pec muscles. That's probably the
four more Americans have been injured in the running of the bulls in Pamplona. One guy, apparently pretty seriously, he literally got a bull's horn in his perineum, which is sometimes known as the taint because it taint and it taint. let's see. Donnie Baker was on a road trip to a softball tournament, lost his mind listening to the ladies in the back singing off key. Mm-hmm. There's a very funny video of two people who apparently have just joined the Mile High Club coming out of a bathroom on an airplane in Virgin Airlines that's safe to watch at work and very humorous. We'll stick that on the Bob and Tom app. Speaking of things like that, tomorrow, don't forget, you can watch the show as you did today for free. And you can also get downloads, free downloads and everything on the Bob and Tom VIP website. Just go to bobandtom.com. And lastly, there's something in the news called super gonorrhea.
Yep.
You'll know you have it if you leave the doctor's
office.
Have
the soup!
Super gonorrhea. Your doctor will give you a cape for your sack. This is the Bob and Tom Show.